Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Coaching Conversations. This is your host and life coach, Sam Jakowski. And today we have a special segment of Real People. And we have a featured guest who is a longtime client and friend of mine, Judy. Mayer. Is it Mayer? I never ever say your last name. How do you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Mayer.
Mayer. Mayer. Yeah.
Mayer. Okay. How are you, Judy? Thanks for being on the show.
Oh, I'm good, Sean. How are you?
Awesome, awesome. So, Judy, and to our listeners, we decided to have a coaching conversation because I've known Judy for quite a while. I'll let you share, but I know you. We connected through the modality of Reiki and I think breathwork. And as part of the modality was to help you with what you've been living with, which is chronic pain. So we're going to talk about chronic pain and hear about your experience, because I think, you know, through dealing with you, you had so much insight, and I think our intention was to help share kind of your journey so if others out there can maybe relate to, you know, better understand some of the things that you've gone through. So can you tell us a little bit more, Judy, a little bit where you are with everything?
Sure. I've been dealing with it for a long time now, and I know you know all this, but and you've helped me so much. I found you probably a few years ago now, and started doing the Reiki with you and meditation. And I find that really helps me a lot. And it's taken me a long time to get comfortable with it, but it really has helped me. And it's just such a constant struggle with this pain. And I've just tried so many things and medications and doctors and all that and testing, and it just, nothing really seems to have helped. So I do find the meditation and the more natural things at least helps me able to deal with things better. And that's what I've been on right now. I'm trying to stick with that. And at least I do believe there is I know we've talked about a lot, the mind-body connection. And it seems like maybe I can control things a little better when I do all these more natural things, but it's difficult. It's hard to stay with it. I think that's the problem I'm having now, is trying to stick with it and stay on that path. Just life is, you know, it can be stressful, and I get away from it so easily. So I'm trying to stay more on path with it, and hopefully I can keep doing that. So. Yeah.
So tell us for the listeners out there, can you just tell us a little bit about your pain? Like, what exactly? I mean, they're not familiar, so
can
you tell us where you experienced it?
It's a lot of stomach problems. I've always had a lot of issues, even as a child. I know it, and I really think, they don't really even. I've had different diagnoses, and I know it's a lot of bacteria is one of the problems. I did have my colon removed a couple years ago, which only kind of made everything worse, I think, but because that's difficult to deal with too, the struggles with that. And so I struggle with diet and with just everything seems to bother me. It's really difficult. So, and I've taken so many medications that they just haven't seemed to really work out for me. And I've tried the supplements and different ones, and it's so frustrating because I find, like, you know, maybe this will work, and I spend all this money, and so it's just a constant struggle trying to find something that might help, and the disappointment when it doesn't. And that's why I'm kind of more into the mind things, because at least I get some relaxation, and, you know, some that at least I can see some improvement. So it's just really difficult.
Like in your journey, I think when I met you, you told me a little bit, like you've had issues with your GI for quite a while, and it sounds like, you know, some of the Western medicine have taken you on courses where you've a little more invasive surgeries and techniques. And then you decided, I think you even said you did yoga, that you found some of these ways of moving the energy through you, helps you and be consistent in manage your pain. What is it like you know, for anyone listening that, you know, you've gone through this journey, you've seen all these doctors, what has been like the biggest struggle? I mean, you have the pain and you're, and it sounds like you haven't totally found, I guess the healing modality to completely cure it. But what is that like before you found these modalities of Reiki? What was it like with the living with the pain and not
it's
actually at that time
very,
having therapies? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really difficult and it can be very depressing and
okay.
lonely and because it's just so frustrating. It's and a big
yeah.
part of it is I'm still working and that makes things very difficult. I think that might be the main problem right now is because I have to go to work every day and there's no avoiding that. And I, you know, can try to do different things, you know,
mm-hmm.
at work and like I walk on my breaks and try, but it's just, I mean, you are much more restricted at work. So it's hard to, so I'm finding that quite challenging right now, but, I do the yoga and I do a lot of walking, but I've cut back a little on that just because I feel like I'm kind of wearing myself out with it. So that's why I'm getting more into, even more so into the yoga and the meditation and some easier things like for the future that I can always do, not just for right now, because I know exercise really does seem to help me, but I'm trying to do more of the gentler types. So
okay. mm-hmm.
I can, yeah. So, but
she
it
can,
has been, it is, it's just
sorry,
so, you. For anybody that, I mean, it's just so hard to have to go through pain, you know, every day. And it's just, and it's so frustrating because one day something might help and then the next day there's no consistency in it, I guess. And even with the
mm-hmm.
foods I eat and the different things, I think, you know, oh, well, this wasn't too bad. But then I tend to get frustrated and just kind of give up and just say, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter what I do. So I'm
what has
trying
helped you
to,
not give
you
up? Yeah. What have you found has helped you not give up? What is, I guess, you know, some of the things it sounds as if you have this constant pain, but then you do have to manage, you know, going to work, as I sound. But some
right.
of the therapies of work, I guess as we discussed, you found some of these other modalities that help you, you know, stay more consistent, I think was the word. So tell me a little bit more about your experience with. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I really think the key is staying consistent, and that's what I still have a hard time with because I get in the way and things happen and there was recently a death in our family, and it just throws you all off, and it's so emotional and stressful, and those emotions that just kind of overtake you, and then it's hard to get back to. That's what I'm kind of struggling with, and I think that's my answer because I've kind of accepted that I've tried so many things, and I just think. The key for me now is to just try and accept it and stay calm
Beautiful.
And go with the things that I see help, which is the Reiki. I really find that it's taken me a long time with that. I've always enjoyed it, but I just, the last few times we've done it, I've just felt more at peace with it. And maybe it's just taken me that long to relax with it, but I really want to keep pursuing that. And I find the meditation, and I just think I have to keep going in this direction with these things. And that's what I would recommend. I don't know. I mean, if people, it's just hard with because there really is no answer medically, it doesn't seem like. And I keep trying. It's not like I've given up on that. I recently, this past summer, went to a new doctor and started all over again with testing. And I mean, they find certain, you know, but there's really no cure for it. I mean, it's just, I've always had a lot of problems. And I think from way back, and I know when I was younger, I took a lot of antibiotics. And I really think that had a lot to do with it. And probably not such a good diet. I'm sure that probably didn't help. But I think it's just a combination of different things and my system and So I don't really feel like medicine any real answer. I've tried so many things, and
well, I think,
I'm still
yeah,
open
I think a lot,
to anything. But
yeah, well, it sounds like too, Judy. I think when we work together, a lot of it is, you know, sometimes people are, you know, do have to manage pain. It's part of who they are, but it's not a part of their life. I shouldn't say that. Excuse me. It's part of what they're dealing with, but it's not who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I love the fact that you became a certified in Reiki 1, so you could do these modalities
yeah.
to help you work through some of that. And you said, you know, and you bring in some mindfulness, whether you realize it or not. I think where we do a lot of this work is that, you know, there may be these constant things that are there, but we try to shift away from that so your energy doesn't flow to the pain, you know, that that beyond the pain, there's so much more of who you are. But we
mm-hmm.
tend to focus sometimes on the pain, but like shifting away from the pain and seeing what other avenues enriching in your life. I mean, I think you, I always talk to you. I like, you amaze me. Like I'll be like, I'm like, how many miles did you walk, Judy? You need to be a walker. I'm like, that's so phenomenal. Beyond the pain, you know, there's so much more beyond your pain. I mean, we took a trip together and I was impressed. Like, I'm like, you know,
right.
there's so much more, but like even with Western medicine, I think that's part of it, that, you know, there is a draw to always want to cure, and there's a draw to fix, where sometimes, you know, there are some things, like you said, that need to be managed, and in how
mm-hmm.
you're exploring, and through the process, it may have been a little slower for you, but you're kind of opening up to this and seeing, you know,
mm-hmm.
what about, let's use Reiki, for example, from the first day you come in. What do you find from the experience of Reiki? What does it give you? Or what do you receive from it when you come in for a session?
It does give me a sense of peace. I mean, we usually mm-hmm. start out with like a meditation, and that kind of puts my mind in the right space for it, I think, or the right to accept
mm-hmm.
it. And I just feel like I can settle my body down so much more through it. And then I try to imagine peace throughout me and the light throughout me and the opening of the chakras and all that. It just seems to settle me. And I think
mm-hmm.
it's taken me a long time, but I really am finding more out of it. And like I was just going to say, too, like you said, sometimes I think I do focus. I mean, because it's so difficult when it's so constant, the pain. And, I mean, there's
yeah.
different degrees of it, but it is just always there, which is so hard. But I do try and not to let it take over my life and try to do other things and get my mind off of it. And that's what I'm trying to work on, too, because I can't just give into it. I have to, I mean, I'm trying to accept it because it's the way it is, but I can't, I don't want to dwell on it and just be, you know, be depressed about it and have other people to
right.
be depressed. I mean, I'm trying to, so I'm trying to work on that too a little and just try to enjoy, which I do, I mean, enjoy things that I can, and I am grateful for a lot of things, and I know things can always be worse, that's for sure. But so
beautiful.
I guess that's what
yeah,
I'm
trying
to do.
And I think to wrap this up, Judy, you just kind of I just heard it. You know, you mentioned earlier that you saw kind of the mind body connection, or you're opening up to that. And
mm-hmm.
it seems like maybe this is, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but like, you know, sometimes the pain can surface so much that the body, so that's the body that sometimes it can affect, you know, have a trickling effect, that energy, if not managed, to the mind. And you could even say like depressed, and because it can be that way. It's real. But where I see with the mindfulness and the Reiki, where we're trying to do the connection too, from the mind down to the body too. So beautiful. There is a connection. I heard it. I don't know if you heard it, maybe in the playback you'll hear it, but if you want to leave any last thoughts about that, because you did say that kind of resonated with you when you heard about this mind-body connection.
Yes, that's the mind-body connection. I really, and that's only recent with me, and the recent, probably since I've known you in the last couple of years. It's hard, you know, that's why I wanted to keep pursuing that, because I do, and it's interesting, and I would like to be around people that are more into that and just that type of lifestyle, and because I think it just helps me, and it's so interesting, and I really want to explore that more, the mind and body, and I think it will help me in all ways, actually. So
always possibilities. Okay, well,
yeah.
Thank you so much for being on the air, Judy. I really appreciate it. We learn from one another, and I know you know, you coming out and stepping forth and telling us about our experience is we're ever so grateful. So thank you to our listeners.
Good.
If you'd like to reach, if you'd like to reach out or connect with us, please go online at wnylifecoaching.com, and you can reach myself for further discussion. Thank you, Judy. Powers from within.
Thank you so much, Sean.
Oh, my pleasure. Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you. You too.